What makes a good sales manager?
Yeah, I think, you know, all of our managers, and this is a, you know, great salespeople don't make great managers all the time.
Okay.
And so what we always are looking for is we're looking for managers who have done the job and done it with some degree of success.
Okay.
We've never hired managers from outside and just dropped them in.
Interesting.
We are always, we're taking team that we have and trying to groom them into that role. So we basically give, you know, like two main tracks when somebody comes in. You can either, you know, here's the path for you to becoming one of our senior sales guys. You're not running a team. You're, you know, my number one guy made 800 grand last year. Oof. And, you know, that's the track for you. You don't run a team. You yeah. come in, you produce, you go get money, you focus on you. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, we also have the team lead route where you go on sort of a management track. So you hit targets and performance numbers that unlock the opportunity for you to become a team lead.
Yeah.
And then we'll transition you into that role. That's more of a career path, but not as lucrative as
of course
a sales role can be.
Yeah.
And then the third option is we have a program called our 10X Business Coach program, mm-hmm. which is basically where people can come in and they can purchase a license to go out and take all of our material and yeah. build their own education business around
that. Yeah.
And then we take a royalty on it. So the third option is you come in, you can produce, you get to a high level, you learn our products, our services, the delivery of them,
yeah.
problems that our clients are having, how we fix them. And then you can go out on the back end of that and become a business coach for us. And then, you know.
Got it. So on the sales team side, like walk me through the structure of that.
Yeah. So we have, you know, a setter role. Uh-huh. We have a producer role and then we have like a closer role. So setter is just setting appointments.
Yeah.
Producer is setting their own appointments and closing their own deals.
Interesting.
Closer okay. is just closing deals for the setters.
Got it.
And then we have a team lead on top.
Got
it. So we build little pods out and then give targets to the pod based on the composition of the team and
yeah.
their experience level.
Yeah.
So we have like everything all dialed in for expectations for quota based on how long somebody's been there and what their performance expectations should be.
Yeah.
Put pods together, build comp plans for the team lead off that, and then have a director above three pods.
Got it. Okay. A director mm-hmm. over three pods. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. So like when you're looking at a closer, mm-hmm. right? Like what KPIs are you usually looking for them to hit?
Well, they have revenue numbers. So depending on the team, they have a revenue target that they're trying to hit. So,
yeah.
you know, we're less focused on closing percentage and more focused on
revenue,
the revenue.
Yeah. yeah.
So like, you know, cause I think the closing percentage can be a
skewed.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, it can be manipulated.
Misleading. Yeah.
And, yeah. and so for us, it's just, I mean, they won't even get into that role as a closer unless they've demonstrated prior to that
yeah.
that they're the person for that job.
Do you guys hire outside closers or do they have to start off as a setter and then
we bring everything that we do is internal.
Interesting. Yeah. Really interesting. Mm-hmm. So what about like what's like cash collected that you're usually looking for in a closer like per month?
Yeah, so let's see. So on our corporate team, their product is a little different. They're selling a contract that has, you know, future value attached to it.
Yeah.
So we're looking for about two, a sales rep will produce about $2.5 million of contract value per year. That's kind of like our baseline metric.
Okay.
And then we have a $75,000 a month product target for them.
Okay. And that's the $75,000 that's cash collected?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
So they have cash collected targets, they have contract value targets, they have MRR targets.
Got
so
it.
So how much monthly recurring revenue are they bringing in?
Yeah.
So
okay. And then what about setters? Like what targets are you usually giving your setters?
Yeah, so they are they're typically getting paid we really try to have people in a setter role for 90 days and then move them up or out.
Got
so it's like the setter role is really that first 90 days of just coming in and learning about how our business works and learning the products and
yeah.
learning the calls and doing yeah. all that. And then from there, we'll transition them into the next role, which would be, you know, now they're sourcing their own and closing their own deals.
Interesting. So mm-hmm. you guys don't like to leave people as setters.
Yeah. I mean, the goal is to constantly develop people out and transition them into higher roles in the company.
Got
because
it.
Because the reality is there's just not enough. I mean, people come to work with us because they want to make money.
Mm.
They'll move
yeah.
across country. I mean, we're hiring mostly in-house sales teams. So people are moving to Scottsdale or they're moving to Miami to come work for us because they're like, man, I saw Dave made 800 grand.
Yeah.
Like I want to go get that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're coming in and we're trying to accelerate them up through those varying roles. So
yeah.
you're either going to go from a setter into a high producer, a high performance producer, closer, or you're going to become a team lead.
Got it.
And that'll take place over a period of, you know, 18 months.
When you guys are hiring salespeople, what do you normally look for?
You know, past sales experience, is obviously a plus, you know, yeah. somebody who's sold over the phone before is a plus.
Yeah.
I had a guy, a kid came in, he was out of college, never had a sales job before, wanted to work for us, interviewed really well. And we're like, we'll give him a shot. He made 220 grand his first year out of high school.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, you know, like the key to finding great salespeople
mm-hmm.
is to have turnover.
Mm.
Like you have to hire a lot of people.
Interesting.
And then you have to go through and find out. If people are, you know, we have a guy in our Arizona office right now, his name's Sasha, love the guy. When we were building the team out there, we came out and we were doing a bunch of interviews and we interviewed the guy and I'm like, man, I love you. But he was literally, I think he was wasn't acting. Maybe he was a novelist or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got a great personality, but you've never sold before. Like I can't, this is not like an entry level role.
Mm.
And so we ended up passing on him.
Yeah.
But then he kept coming back around and kept coming back around following up. And so we ended up giving him a shot and he's crushing it.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, to a degree when people are in a situation, what they are telling you they can do and then what they actually do don't often align.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get surprised.
Yeah.
And so like we've, you know, somebody posted a video of a guy that was on one of our Whatever It Takes shows, which is the show that we did years ago,
uh-huh.
trying to interview and hire people when we first moved to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And we eliminated him and got rid of him. And, you know, now he's got a big podcast and, mm-hmm. you know, he drives a Lambo and, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, we don't get it right all the time.
Yeah.
Another buddy of mine, Cody, was on the show.
Mm.
We ended up not hiring him, didn't think he had Whatever It Takes. He went out and built a really successful multi-million-dollar media company. So,
yeah.
You know, you never know.
Yeah.
All you can do is the best. What's their personality profile look like? You know, what, you know, how do they perform in the interview when you're asking them questions about things? And then,
yeah.
you know, all that could be great. You sit them down in front of the phone and then that phone weighs like 900 pounds and they just can't pick it up and make the call.
Yeah.
So, you know, the key to finding great people is just you got to get through a lot of people to find great people.
100%.
And a lot of people, business owners are afraid of turnover.
Yes.
And they're like, oh man, that's a bad thing. But,
yeah.
but turnover is actually a good thing because it gets you to great people.
Got it.
Cause if you think you got five salespeople and you're happy with them, but you're not really happy with them, but you're like, nah, I don't really think we need another one. Then you're just going to keep five average people.
Yeah.
And then most business owners keep bad employees around because they're terrible at recruiting.
Yes.
And so they're like, oh, well, if I get rid of this person, then I'm going to have to go hire somebody. And then that's going to take a lot of time and then I'm going to lose revenue. And, but the reality is that once you have a hole to fill, the urgency to fix it goes up and you start looking differently. You're more creative in how you look. And when you figure out the recruiting piece, like that's really when
things go through the roof.
Yeah. I mean, like we've gotten rid of top performers, like number one guys, a couple times because they begin to contaminate the environment, bring in negativity, have bad attitude, something like that. Good guys, but they just come in and for whatever reason, it's time for them to go do something else.
Yeah. Their egos get big.
And for a lot of business owners, they're like, I can never fire my top producer. Well, you're like, if you become a slave to that, then you will never get rid of them. But if you build a system, like we've built a really good system to get people to come in and what used to take 9 months to get them to produce a run rate of income for themselves at, you know, 12 or 14 or 15 grand a month. We're doing that in less than 90 days now.
Got it.
So now that we have the confidence in that, you know, somebody's being an asshole. We're going to be like, you're gone, dude.
Yeah.
Launch him.